So we are going to start the next part of this mindfulness for young adult session. That is a guided sitting session, and we can now sit in a comfortable position. You can keep your eyes gently closed. Keep your head straight, neck also straight, shoulders in a relaxed position, arms may be resting on your lap, and maybe you are leaning onto a chair. You can feel that. And some pressure can be felt at your buttocks, and legs are bent, and certain parts of the foot touching the ground. See whether you can settle to the body, bring your attention to the body. And probably now we can spend a couple of minutes listen to various sounds available outside. So at the moment I am experiencing a little bit of raining, little bit of thundering, so I can hear that. Probably you can hear various sounds, little sounds. So they are coming and going. They never stay, they quickly happen and then disappear, vanish. See whether you can hear various sounds. Sounds happen in various directions. And we can keep an open mind to receive various sounds. So we don't need to consider that sounds are kind of a disturbance. Rather, we can consider that they are happening and you are mindfully listening. And those sounds come and go. And you recognize them and then discard them, not thinking along them. So we are having a very receptive mind, open mind. Now we can bring back our attention to the body. So we are sitting, not lying down, not standing, not walking. At ease. See whether you can feel this sort of comfortable feeling. Because unlike walking, so sitting is comparatively a comfortable posture. You don't have to do something. You can fully settle to the chair and comfortably sit. And you feel quite at ease. If your mind wanders, don't worry about it. Once you recognize it, slowly bring it back to the body. Don't go to blame yourself or to criticize yourself. It's the nature of the mind to wander. But our duty is to bring it back again and again. So this paying attention, paying some focus attention again and again, it's one of the very important part of the education. Again and again, bringing our attention back to the desired object. At the moment, we are using our body. Various feelings, various sensations are available in the body. and we are recognizing our sitting posture and we are keeping our attention there. Now mind can't wander like before because it is very much like bound to the body, tied to the body. You can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. Try to recognize the present moment. Not in the past, not in the future. Currently, at present, we are sitting. Here, now, I am sitting. Very simple, quite straightforward. Try to maintain this simplicity. No need to make it complicated. At the moment, body is sitting. I am fully aware of it. And now we can slowly refine our attention. And probably we can keep our attention closer to the nostril. See whether you can recognize in-breath. See whether you can recognize out-breath. Allow the body to breathe naturally. And try to recognize in-breath, out-breath. You can do a little investigation. Is in-breath warm or cool? Is out-breath warm or cool? See whether you can recognize this feature, characteristic. From which nostril that in-breath happens, from which nostril the out-breath happens. Are they really using both nostrils? You can carefully observe, like an outsider. We allow the body to breathe naturally, and like an outsider, we carefully observe, carefully investigate. With a very balanced mind, with a silent mind. Once the attention is well established, mindfulness well established, see whether you can feel any emotions. Are you feel happy? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling restless? Are you feeling somewhat afraid? Are you feeling calm? Various types of feelings, various types of small emotions. So what is the present emotion available? It could be a very minor feeling. If we are not promoting that feeling, it may simply stay at that level for a while and then fade away. So we are not promoting any emotions right now. If something is present, we are recognizing it. And we are recognizing it objectively. We are not trying to identify with it. We are not promoting it. Rather, we simply objectively looking at it. Like we look at the breath. Now we look at the sort of restlessness, maybe the anger, maybe a little frustration, maybe a little impatience, desire to do something, probably kind of a negative feeling, many different parts. Allow them to come and go. No need to push them away, no need to suppress them. Just allow them to come, allow them to be, allow them to go. Keep the mind very simple, quite receptive, open, yet very mindful. If you are able to recognize various feelings, various emotions at their very early stages, then we can come back to a kind of an equanimous state. Mind is not agitated. Mind is not overwhelmed by various emotions. So mind stays in a kind of a stable state, unshaken state. See whether you can maintain such state, maintain equanimity, maintain unshakability, maintain stillness, stillness of the mind. Very calm, very quiet, no grasping, and there is no any promotion of any emotion, deluded to any emotion, but rather recognize them, allowing them to go, allowing them to pass away. Once they go away, keep the mind empty, nothing to hold, nothing to grasp, nowhere to go, nobody to be, just be, just enjoy, just dwell in the emptiness.